Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
411 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant, Austin Price with you. Thursday afternoon, little bit cloudy. We're seeing some pop-up showers in select areas around our area. Austin will move in here in about 3 minutes with the latest forecast for tonight. He'll also drop in the weekend forecast for you, so get ready for that. But now, let's look at the top three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, number one, the busiest period of the Atlantic hurricane season runs from mid-August through mid-October. This month's living up to that reputation. National Hurricane Center forecasters tracking three systems in the tropics today. Tropical storm Dexter, Invest 96L, and a weak area of low pressure off the southeastern U.S. coastline. It sounds pretty mean, doesn't it, if I roll that out, Austin, doesn't it?
Oh, sure.
But it's not, because none of these systems, not one of them, are a threat to Florida, so don't worry.
Yeah, that's some very good news there. And here's the latest on ICE's attempt to hire away local deputies. Both Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons and Santa Rosa's Bob Johnson are united to stand against the tactic. Simmons says he does not resent the role that ICE is playing in Escambia County. He only objects to the recruitment of deputies, which comes at a time when many sheriff's offices in Florida are short-staffed. ICE will provide $10,000 a year to officers who sign a 5-year commitment.
Okay, here's your third story we're following. It is official. Dr. Clifford Humphrey is UWF's new vice president of strategic initiatives and chief of staff. In a move this week, Humphrey began reporting to President Manny Diaz as a member of the president's cabinet. He's also responsible for driving strategic initiatives, managing critical operations, and coordinating high-impact projects across the university and its external partners.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, a 29-year-old man from Pensacola was arrested yesterday after leading an FHP trooper on a high-speed chase. The incident began at around 2 p.m. when FHP noticed a suspect speeding at 95 miles per hour on Highway 29. After attempting to evade the trooper by turning onto County Road 95A, the driver lost control and crashed into a wooded area. His name is Tavares Shaquille Amel Moses, and he attempted to flee on foot but was apprehended after the trooper used a taser on him.
Well, Gulf Breeze High School teacher Molly Mercereau has been terminated. Now, today, Santa Rosa District Schools fired her. The move goes into effect tomorrow, officially. Mercereau is charged with using a two-way device to commit a felony, criminal solicitation, engaging in a romantic relationship with a student, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Now, the unidentified student has totally denied having any type of relationship with Mercereau.
Huh.
The investigation continues.
Sounds like that's necessary. And the Century Town Council has approved a transfer of over $165,000 from local option sales tax funds. And this is to address several urgent needs, including a loan payment for a utility relocation project, emergency sewer work along Highway 29, and a complete replacement of the HVAC system at Town Hall, where existing units are over 15 years old and even one has failed.
All right, Pensacola Habitat for Humanity in Escambia County. A couple of powerful partners there have been hosting a series of dedication ceremonies for new homeowners this week. The Home Dedication Tour celebrates 15 new affordable homes. 14 were built through the Habitat Escambia Partnership, which sold the homes to eligible buyers for 15. Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much standing out. We do have a lot of congestion, but it's pretty minor for most areas. Our worst-looking spots are going to have to be I-10 if you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp, and on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Last major spot is Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. But of course, this time every afternoon, none of those spots are surprising. As for your weather, 83 degrees right now. That's surprisingly docile. Tonight's low is going to be 75 with a slight chance of showers. Tomorrow and into your weekend, the rainfall chances are going to increase, but luckily the highs will not. The next several days, highs are sitting currently at just about 90 degrees.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, NHC forecasters saying the worst is yet to come in this year's Atlantic hurricane season, despite a slow start. Evan Brown reports from Miami.
Hurricane season in the Atlantic enters its peak phase partway through this month, and forecasters at NOAA continue to believe there is a high chance for many powerful storms between now and the end of the year. And yet they are revising some of their predictions downward. They're reducing the number of expected named storms from between 13 and 19 to between 13 and 18. And instead of 6 to 10 hurricanes, only between 5 and 9. And instead of 3 to 5 major hurricanes, meaning Category 3 or stronger, they predict between 2 and 5. So far, since the season began at the start of June, the Atlantic Basin has seen only 4 tropical storms. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Florida citrus growers may benefit from a new rule proposed in Washington. The FDA recently proposed updating a sugar regulation called the BRIC standard. It calls for lowering the sugar levels for pasteurized orange juice. Senator Ashley Moody says this will make a huge difference for Florida citrus growers and save an industry in peril. She says it'll allow them to more easily respond to greening and recover from severe weather.
417 News Radio 92.3. Senator Ashley Moody and Education Secretary Linda Mahan were in Tampa to talk about enhancing school choice and parental rights. Moody says it will put parents in the driver's seat for their children's education. It also sets up the foundation for tax credit scholarship, which would go into effect in January 2027.
This is not federal dollars. This is private donations that goes to these tax credit scholarships. It's encouraging people to give to those that might need a different educational opportunity and foundation based on their specific needs.
Linda McMahon and Ashley Moody were in Tampa and going over that scholarship opportunity with a lot of folks down there.
And Florida is 1 month away from launching its Second Amendment tax holiday. Governor DeSantis said firearms, ammunition, and related outdoor gear will be tax-free from September 8th through the end of the year. It's part of the budget signed by the governor earlier this summer. Right now, Floridians are benefiting from a month-long back-to-school sales tax holiday.
Okay, fast-tracking the next generation of doctors in one county here in the state is getting some attention. CJ Papa has more.
A shortage of healthcare providers in Polk County, Florida, leads to a shortcut to a medical degree. Florida Polytechnic University and the Orlando College of Osteopathic Medicine will knock off 2 years from the traditional pathway to becoming a doctor, allowing 20 high-achieving students to earn their degree in just 6 years, and they don't have to take the medical college admission test known as the MCAT. Reports show that Polk County, south of Orlando and east of Tampa, has half as many doctors, dentists, and pediatricians per 100,000 residents than the state average. The shortage has been linked to a rapid growth in population. CJ Papa, Fox News.
All right, as we talk about the healthcare industry here in the state, an imposter nurse has been arrested after seeing 4,000 patients without a license. Gary Baumgarten has this story.
Prosecutors say the nurse treated the patients in a hospital in Flagler County. Sheriff Rick Staley calling it one of the most disturbing cases of medical fraud his department has ever investigated, maintaining that 29-year-old Autumn Bardisa potentially put the lives of those patients at risk. Prosecutors say she used a former classmate's medical license to get the job. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And a Homestead charter school teacher is accused of throwing a shoe at a student. Authorities say when 60-year-old Sandra Colombo chucked the shoe to get a child's attention, it hit another kid. The incident happened in February at the charter school at Waterstone, and the student was not badly hurt, luckily. Colombo was fired after teaching for 30 years. 419 here. We will take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's county fair. I'm going
to
be...
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With 4 powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Andrew Kay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Had a really interesting opportunity to go to the driver training course for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office over in Brunson Field and learn how to drive around the cones and do serpentine and hard braking and evasive maneuvers and intersections. And yes, learned how to do pit maneuvers and did a few and have a newfound respect for what the law enforcement officers have to deal with when they're in pursuit or dealing with the bad guys on the roads. You can listen to all the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
I don't think either you or myself would have a good look at trying to grow beards like ZZ Top.
You are correct, sir.
All right, 423 News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on, everybody. The latest numbers on the job market again showing signs of a no-hire, no-fire economy. Here's Jenny Casola.
Companies are apparently still reluctant to lay off staff. New claims for unemployment benefits rose by just 6,000 last week to 226,000. The forecast was for 221,000 new claims, but it's not much change. The 8-month high of 250,000 was in the first week of June. However, continuing claims, the reading on those remaining on benefits continues to inch higher. 1.97 million for the week ending July 26th. It's the highest number of continuing claims in more than 3.5 years, and it's a sign new jobs are less plentiful, so laid-off workers are having to look longer for new employment. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
424 News Radio 92.3. We are watching that money today. Stocks ending the day a little mixed, and with an explanation, here's Hillary Barsky.
Stocks finishing mixed as President Trump's sweeping tariffs kick in on dozens of countries. President Trump inking an executive order opening up Americans' 401k plans to private equity funds, cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, and other alternative investments. Tech gained today, which lifted the tech-heavy NASDAQ for a record close. Shares of Apple popped 3%. The Dow winners, Apple, Boeing, and Coca-Cola. The Dow decliners, Caterpillar, Microsoft, and Salesforce. The Dow down 224 points. The NASDAQ higher by 70. S&P 500 down 5. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price is promised. There's a look at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
All righty, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, got some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound towards Blackwater River. This is going to be as you're coming over the river heading into downtown Milton. Also have some issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. And a worse looking spot outside of those two would probably have to be I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. But none of those spots should be surprisingly congested for you this time every afternoon. As for your weather, 83 degrees, low of 75, slight rainfall chances this evening, and they're going to increase over the course of the next several days. But luckily, the highs will not. From tomorrow all the way into the start of your next work week, we are sitting at just 90 degrees.
Don't know where President Trump gets all that energy. He does a very nice job rolling things out. In fact, he's demanding a new U.S. Census be taken now. Jared Halpern is up at the White House with more on the story.
President Trump says he's instructed the Commerce Department to immediately begin work on a new census that he says is based on modern-day facts and figures and information gained from the 2024 election. On his Truth Social platform, the president also says people in the country illegally will not be counted in the census. The census, required every 10 years, is essential to determining how many congressional seats are apportioned to each state. The 14th Amendment says the whole number of persons in each state is counted, and excluding residents without legal status could trigger court challenges. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the FBI is tracking down House Democrats who fled the state to stop a vote on Republican-led redistricting efforts. Abbott made the comment on X and said they will be taking directly to the Texas state capitol. And it comes after Republican Senator John Cornyn said FBI Director Kash Patel agreed to help find the Democrats on Thursday.
Well, one of former President Biden's top advisors facing a deposition today with lawyers from the White House as they continue looking into the former president's alleged mental decline while in office. Fox's Ashna Hosni has more from Capitol Hill.
I asked her why she or anyone else didn't tell the American people that he was having memory issues, that he was less energetic. That is according to a source familiar with Ron Klain's deposition. That's what he apparently told the committee. And I also asked her about the Hunter pardon. She's been public about basically rejecting it, saying that it wasn't a good idea from the Biden administration. She has openly criticized the former president's decision to pardon his son, to which Hunter Biden actually fired back in those recent podcast he did, naming Dunn among his targets. Earlier this week, former aide Bruce Reed defended the former president, claiming that his debate struggles were all caused by his stutter.
And air quality is improving in portions of the U.S. Northeast today as smoke from the wildfires in Canada starts to drift. But Minnesota, Chicago, and other parts of the Midwest are still under air quality alerts. Experts say breathing in air quality with an index of 150 is comparable to smoking up to 7 cigarettes a day. About 700 wildfires are burning in the Great White North.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Today, by the way, is National Purple Heart Day, which recognizes those who have been wounded or killed in action while defending the U.S. Kevin Urinsky is in with more.
George Washington created the Purple Heart on August 7th, 1782. It was first known as the Badge of Military Merit, but it wasn't a regular honor until it was revived on Washington's 200th birthday in 1932, when it was made retroactive, meaning soldiers from World War I could be honored. In 1942, Congress changed the parameters for the Purple Heart, making it awardable only for injuries or wounds suffered in service, and expanded it to all of the military branches. Originally, it was just for the Army. Purple symbolizes the courage of those who serve. The modern medal features a bust of Washington on one side and the words "for military merit" on the other. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
And Pensacola State College held an event today recognizing vets and military members who have received the Purple Heart. An award, of course, only given to those who are wounded or killed in combat. PSC President Ed Meadows.
The significance of being recognized as such means that the college pays tribute to those that have sacrificed in battle, as well as the family members that have had loved ones that not only received the Purple Heart, but also died in the service as a result of wounds they received.
Meadows says his uncle was also a Purple Heart recipient. The ceremony was held on campus at Broxton Hall.
And three of the five soldiers shot at Fort Stewart in Georgia have been released from the hospital, so there's some good news for you. Brigadier General John Lubas said that the other two soldiers who remain hospitalized are expected to make full recoveries, though, and one could be released this weekend. The suspected gunman, an active-duty military member, was taken into custody following the attack.
Okay, listen, if you're thinking about doing the house buying or house selling journey, here's something that might help you out. Recent reports from Fannie Mae, highlighted by Mortgage News Daily, indicate a downward revision to mortgage rates and home price growth. Well, mortgage rates on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.57%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 5.93%. Hope you're having a great afternoon. Coming up in 5, we'll have sports on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. In order to destroy Hamas, Israel intends to take control of Gaza. That's according to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I don't want to occupy Gaza forever. I don't want to govern Gaza. I want to have a different governance there that basically is willing to live in peace with Israel and give Gazans a different future.
Speaking to Fox's Bill Hemmer, the comment sparking protests in Tel Aviv. A federal judge in Florida halting the further expansion of the immigration detention facility known as Alligator Alcatraz.
District Court Judge Kathleen Williams ruled no additional infrastructure construction can take place at the site for the next 14 days. The judge's ruling followed a suit filed by environmental groups and a local Native American tribe, which claims that the facility, which is in the Florida Everglades, threatens the wetlands and environmental restoration in that area.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky. America is listening to Fox News.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the busiest period of the Atlantic hurricane season, of course, runs from mid-August through mid-October, and this month so far is living up to the reputation. National Hurricane Center forecasters are tracking three systems in the tropics right now: Tropical Storm Dexter, Invest 96L, and a weak area of low pressure off the southeastern U.S. coastline. But the good news for us to note is that none of the systems are a threat to Florida.
Yeah, that'll put a smile on your face this afternoon. Here's your second story. Here's the latest on ICE's attempt to hire away local deputies. Both Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons and Santa Rosa's Bob Johnson are united to stand against the tactic. Now, Simmons says he does not resent the role ICE is playing out in Escambia County. He only objects to the recruitment of deputies, which comes at a time when many sheriff's offices here in Florida are short-staffed. ICE will provide $10,000 a year to officers who sign a five-year commitment.
My goodness. All right. And it is official. Dr. Clifford Humphrey is UWF's new Vice President of Strategic Initiatives and Chief of Staff. In a move this week, Humphrey began reporting to President Manny Diaz as a member of the President's Cabinet. He is also responsible for driving strategic initiatives, managing critical operations, and coordinating high-impact projects across the university and its external partners.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, listen, if you're cruising the streets of downtown Pensacola, keep the noise down. You know, keep the... Turn it down a little bit. Right. Why? Because PPD is enforcing noise ordinances, and they're pretty strict about this. PPD's Mike Wood saying changes are underway.
If you look at downtown Pensacola over the past 10 or 15 years, and it used to be mostly commercial property down there, and now there's a lot of people that live there, and they understand when they buy in that area that there's going to be a little bit more noise, but there's a point to where it gets ridiculous, and that's vehicles and motorcycles revving engines for no reason at all. Well, scratch that. There is a reason they do it, and that's to get the attention of people.
Well, Wood says it will definitely attract attention, but not from the people that are going to be in a position to say, oh, that's a fine-looking car, and it sounds great. No, PPD officers could be there writing citations to the noise violators. Well, very simple process.
No, he's absolutely right. Yeah, they are doing it for attention, for sure. And as you said, it's not all attention's good attention. And the latest numbers show more than 2,200 households in Pensacola have now opted into the city's new recycling program. Pensacola Energy says the service has also caught up on pickups throughout the city. The recycling service had a challenging introduction as the city was dealing with staff shortages and initially got behind in pickups, but many residents also said they never got the memo when trash switched from once to twice per week pickup. Officials now say everything is running caught up and running on schedule.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
High fly ball center field. Second base with a double. Now they're going to say it did clear the fence and went out of the park for a home run. And Soto ends the big rigs bid for a no-hitter with a solo homer in the bottom of the ninth.
On Cleveland Guardians TV, with one out in the ninth inning Wednesday at Citi Field, Juan Soto hit a home run for the Mets. It ended Gavin Williams' attempt at a no-hitter. The Guardians still won the game 4-1. The Mets, who have lost four games in a row, did not lose any ground in the standings, still 2.5 games behind the NL East leading Phillies, whose three-game win streak was snapped, beaten Wednesday at Baltimore 5-1. The American League best Toronto Blue Jays hit five home runs at Coors Field in Denver and destroyed the Rockies 20-1. Toronto set a modern era record for the most hits by one team in any three-game series in the 20th or 21st centuries. The Blue Jays finished with 63 hits in three games against the Rockies, including 45 runs, 13 home runs, two hit yesterday by Toronto's Davis Schneider. Blue Jays lead the Red Sox by four games atop the AL East. Boston's win streak ended at seven games. The Red Sox lost to the Royals 7-3. The Yankees ended a five-game losing streak with a 3-2 win over the Rangers. AL Central leading Tigers lost 9-4 to the Twins. Detroit's lead over Cleveland now six games. The Mariners scored an 8-6 win against the White Sox. Combined with the Astros' 6-4 loss to the Marlins, Seattle moved within two games of first place in the AL West. The Brewers kept a four-game lead over the Cubs atop the NL Central. Milwaukee won its sixth game in a row, 5-4 against the Braves. The Cubs beat the Reds 6-1. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And a man is facing legal trouble after throwing a sex toy that struck a 9-year-old girl and her uncle at a WNBA game. We were telling you about this yesterday, and now we've got some justice. 18-year-old Caden Lopez was booked into Maricopa County Jail on suspicion of disorderly conduct, assault, and public display of explicit sexual material during a game between the Connecticut Sun and the Phoenix Mercury on Tuesday. Lopez reportedly told officers that he was sorry and was following a stupid prank that was trending on social media. According to court documents, the adult male victim was interviewed and said he desires prosecution. He's a dumb kid. He's 18. He's an idiot. I do believe he was following the trend on social media. I don't know if I'd prosecute him if I was in the uncle's position. Just saying.
Okay, 439 News Radio 92.3. You know, there's going to be plenty of talented quarterbacks looking to prove themselves this weekend.
Indeed.
But the action actually begins tonight with three games on tap. Here's your schedule. Indy taking on Baltimore. That's a 6 o'clock kickoff. That game, you say, is on NFL Network, right?
Colts and Ravens, yes, is according to ESPN on NFL Network.
Okay, Cincy takes on Philadelphia, 6:30, and then the nightcap is Vegas. The Raiders take it on Seattle at 9 o'clock.
Yes, and that game...
We'll get some football tonight.
Yes, and that game is also reportedly on NFL Network. And, you know, since we're talking about NFL players here, or NFL topics, yeah. A lawsuit over alligator Alcatraz is drawing interest from a Hall of Fame quarterback. A federal judge in Miami heard oral arguments yesterday about the Immigrant Detention Center in the Everglades. A group called Friends of the Everglades argued the facility harms sensitive wetlands and endangered species. Jessica Namath is a member of the group. Who do you think she's related to? She testified.
Hello, Joe.
She testified during the hearing. Her father, yes, Joe Namath, was in the courtroom watching but did not speak.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Bart Winkler with a Sports Minute. Sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros they serve. In college football, few games will be bigger this year than Ohio State versus Penn State, and everyone's already upset that it will likely be a noon kickoff. Complaining about noon starts is not the way. They exist because college football is a two-conference sport now. The Fox and the ESPN conference. Only with complete reform will that game ever go back to prime time. I'm Bart Winkler.
For more than half a century, contractors and trade professionals have relied on WeatherGuard for heavy-duty truck and van storage equipment, not just to protect their tools, but to protect their professional reputations. Whether it's inside or outside of work vehicles, a WeatherGuard badge means pros can trust that their hard-earned name is in good hands. Since 1968 and every day since, WeatherGuard has been protecting anything it takes to build a professional reputation. WeatherGuard, established in 1968, proven every day. WeatherGuard.com.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, a new virus is infecting thousands of people in China. We have to watch this one closely, very, very closely. Greg Palcott has the details from London.
Chinese authorities are aggressively battling a chikungunya virus outbreak using nets, insecticide, and drones, plus quarantines and lockdowns similar to hardline coercive COVID-19 tactics. The mosquito-borne virus has infected over 7,000 people, mainly in the southern Chinese city of Foshan. The difference is it's a disease much of the world has been dealing with for years. The U.S. has issued a travel advisory for China's Guangdong province, where Foshan is located. Chikungunya symptoms include fever and joint pain, which occasionally lasts for months or years, along with some risk of death. In London, Greg Palcott, Fox News.
And French fire, it says French fires, I'm assuming that's supposed to be French fries, might increase the risk of type 2 diabetes. A new study finds that eating 3 servings of French fries a week increased the risk by 20%. Eating boiled, baked, or mashed potatoes did not appear to have an effect. The study was published Wednesday in the journal BMJ.
Some of the stories that we get around here just kind of have to make me laugh sometimes. baby product company Frito teams up with an ice cream producer to make a new flavor. It's raising some eyebrows as the company celebrates the arrival of its newest breast milk pumping device.
Mm-hmm.
Here's CJ Papa.
There's no actual human breast milk in the ice cream. It's just supposed to mimic the flavor of it. Small batch ice cream company Oddfellows is known for its wacky and weird flavors, 500 of them, since the company opened its first shop in Brooklyn in 2013. The breast milk flavored ice cream will be sold in pints for a limited time only, the company describing the flavor as, quote, sweet, a little salty, smooth, hints of honey, and sprinkles of colostrum, and features a distinct colostrum yellow tinge. You can also purchase it online for $12.99 a pint with shipping available nationwide. CJ Papa, Fox News.
That's some expensive ice cream. $12.99 a pint.
Good Lord. I wouldn't have it if it was free.
Well, new report from the CDC saying Americans are getting more than half of their calories from ultra-processed foods. Ouch. Mm. Tanya J has more on the story.
The report says more than 55% of the total calories consumed by Americans 1 year old and up come from ultra-processed foods, those tasty dishes like burgers and sandwiches, pizza, sweet baked goods, and sweetened drinks. The CDC's data found that for adults, ultra-processed foods make up about 53% of total calories consumed, but for kids through age 18, it was nearly 62%. Low-income adults consumed more ultra-processed foods than those with higher incomes. Research has shown for years that those foods were a big part of the U.S. diet, but this is the first time the CDC has confirmed the high levels of consumption using data collected between August 2021 and August 2023. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Okay, it is 4:45, News Radio 92.3. As promised, Austin Price makes his way back in the studio here with the latest on the traffic and weather situations.
Indeed. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Rapid Radios. Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies with nationwide LTE coverage. For a limited time, you can get 60% off and free UPS shipping at rapidradios.com. Use code radio for an extra 5% off. Let's see, looking at the roads here, our worst-looking spots are no surprises whatsoever. We got some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. Also got some developing on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming from Windhaven Beach. And on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Last major spots, I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for your local weather, 83 degrees, low of 75 tonight. Rainfall chances over the next several days, heading all the way into your next work week. But the highs every step of the way are just 90.
Just put it in the back of your mind, we're going to talk pop-up showers here for the next few days.
Right, right.
Nothing real consistent, but pop-up showers. Be expecting those. Hey, while we have our share of iffy-type weather, severe thunderstorms expected to drench the northern plains while extreme heat continues out there in the southwest. Janice Dean returns, has more in the forecast.
Strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible today over sections of the northern plains, then across the upper Mississippi Valley on Friday. Extreme heat warnings continue over southeast California and the southwest. In the tropics, we're watching a few spots for possible development, including an area of low pressure that will bring heavy rain along the Gulf Coast and Florida this weekend, and a system off the southeast coast moving away from the U.S. Fox Weather has all of the latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Well, two media companies have completed their long, drawn-out merger. We're talking about Paramount and CBS. We have been talking about this thing, it seems like, for years.
Yeah.
I think we probably have been talking about it for years. Anyway, it's in its finalized stages, and Hillary Barsky has the info.
Pentagon Press Secretary Kingsley Wilson announced during a Thursday briefing that the largest federal migrant detention facility to date began construction in mid-July at Fort Bliss, Texas.
Work has begun for initial detainment capacity of 1,000 illegal aliens, with initial operating capacity likely to be achieved by mid-late August.
But, Wilson says, that's just the initial phase.
We will finish construction for up to 5,000 beds in the weeks and months ahead.
The Fort Bliss Center would join the facility known as Alligator Alcatraz in Florida, which can hold 2,000 migrants, and the proposed Speedway Slammer in Indiana, which will be able to hold 1,000. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
It's official. Skydance Media and Paramount Global, the parent of the CBS television network, Paramount Pictures Movie Studio, as well as a portfolio of cable channels, will be joining forces, creating a new entertainment entity. The company, officially named Paramount, a Skydance Corporation, will combine Paramount's content library and global distribution network with Skydance's production capabilities and technological resources. David Ellison is chairman and CEO of the combined company. The $8.4 billion deal is driven by the entertainment industry's belief that it needs to consolidate to better compete with Apple, Amazon, and Netflix that operate their own studios and increasingly popular streaming services. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The U.S. Department of Education is making the free application for federal student aid available earlier this year. Experts are saying the move regarding the FAFSA could address some of the bugs that have plagued previous rollout application cycles. Shares of Intel slipped today after President Donald Trump called for the chipmaker's CEO to resign immediately. Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton questioning CEO Lip-Bu Tan's ties to Chinese companies, pointing to a criminal case where he was the CEO until 2021. Toyota says it plans to build a new vehicle factory in its namesake city in Japan to start operations in the early 2030s. The company adds production models for their new plant have yet to be decided. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, with the Dow falling half a percentage point and the Nasdaq gaining 73. Crude oil futures for September are falling. They're under 64 a barrel. That's your money now.
449 News Radio 92.3. I'm not sure about this. The future may be here for the trucking industry. A new truck company trying to solve a massive staffing shortage by releasing driverless semi-trucks. Okay, Jeff Locke has the details from Dallas, and he's on the road inside one of those trucks.
The fact is they're already on the road. The only difference is that there is a safety, what they call a safety driver. Now, he's not steering this truck. He's a fully qualified driver, but what they're doing now is gathering data. The truck is driving itself. How soon will they get to a point where they actually can remove the safety driver? They think by the second half of next year. At least that's according to the CEO of Kodiak Robotics, which is operating this, one of the big players in this. Huge shortage of long-haul drivers particularly. Nobody wants that job anymore, you know, going coast to coast. These guys, or this truck, with a robot, 24/7, rain or shine, night and day.
Yeah, speaking of the self-driving vehicles, Uber is talking with banks and private equity firms to get the cash it wants to expand its robo-taxi business. The company has been making partnerships with automakers to build its footprint in the self-driving taxi industry. In the meantime, the company says it will use some of its annual $7 billion in cash flow to deploy robo-taxis. It currently offers rides in Austin and Atlanta.
Okay, President Trump, clamping down on so-called debanking of conservatives. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
An executive order threatens fines and other actions against banks and financial institutions denying service based on political or religious beliefs. Conservative organizations and individuals have complained of being rejected by banks because of political animus. Large financial institutions deny those accusations, and some, including J.P. Morgan Chase and Bank of America, have signaled support for President Trump's order. The executive order directs federal banking regulators to remove reputational risk from debanking guidance. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
All righty, 4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines to help ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on this Thursday afternoon edition of News Radio 92.3.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to succeed in math? Hi, this is Adana Elder with Mathnasium. Summer is the perfect time for students to catch up, keep up, or get ahead. At Mathnasium, we offer tailored solutions for learners of all skill levels. We start by assessing each student's strengths and areas for growth, then build a customized learning plan just for them. Your child can join face-to-face sessions online or learn in person at one of our neighborhood centers. We proudly accept step-up scholarships. Mathnasium of Pensacola, Destin, and Niceville. Changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
My house, it's not much to talk about.
But it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, oh, I like to see sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes.
It's Radio 923 in just a few minutes here. I'm going to have a story coming up about Superman joining ICE.
I know that story.
You know what I'm talking about. Okay, five away from 5:455. Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
I sure am. Let's see what we got here. Luckily, not much. We do have a few spots that are giving us issues, but they shouldn't be much of a surprise. Got some backups on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp, and on Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing Windhaven Beach and heading towards Highway 87. And last but certainly not least, because this is looking worse than usual, Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for your weather, 83 degrees, low of 75 tonight, rainfall chances over the course of the next several days. Highs sitting at a steady 90 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Yeah, let me kind of clarify myself a little bit. Yeah, Superman has joined ICE, well, sort of. Actor Dean Cain said he's joined ICE. Michelle Polino has the report.
Dean Cain, best known for playing Superman in the 90s series Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, just took on a new role as a sworn officer for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE. Cain posted the news in a video.
I felt it was important to join with our first responders to help secure the safety of all Americans, not just talk about it.
The actor promoted the agency's incentives, including a $50,000 signing bonus, student loan repayment, and enhanced retirement, and described ICE as targeting the worst of the worst. Cain's announcement divided fans. Some praised him as a legend, while others slammed his alignment with the agency. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And the first trailer of The Office spinoff called The Paper is out now. It follows the staff of the struggling newspaper, The Toledo Truth Teller. A journalist takes over as editor-in-chief with ideas on how to bring the newspaper back to life. The character Oscar Martinez from the original series just so happens to work for The Paper. The first four episodes of the mockumentary series hits Peacock on September 4th.
All right. Dog lovers can now give their pets the royal treatment. You're going to like this. Here's Teresa Crowley.
For the love of dogs, King Charles, yes, the King of Great Britain, introduces a new line of royal dog treats, hand-baked in small batches in the kitchens of Balmoral Castle. Described as 100% natural, made from wholemeal flour, egg, and chicken stock. Acquiring the royal taste is a bit pricey. Less than a cupful of bone-shaped biscuits cost £5, or almost $7, at the Balmoral Castle website for pet accessories and otherwise for monetizing the British royal family home in Scotland since 1852. Or you can buy your dog biscuits in person and rent a castle cottage. Dogs are allowed on the grounds. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And Mel Gibson's long-awaited sequel to his 2004 film, The Passion of the Christ, is on the way. Lionsgate confirmed this week that The Resurrection of the Christ will be released in 2027 in two parts. Part 1 coming out on Good Friday, and Part 2 coming out 40 days later on Ascension Day. Passion star Jim Cazavelle is expected to return as Jesus. Other details about the films are being kept under wraps.
All right. Disney has made some changes to its Hulu app. Just what are those changes? Here's Hillary Barsky.
Disney is not ditching its streaming service amid rumors, but the media giant will further integrate Hulu and Disney Plus next year. During an earnings call on Wednesday, Disney CEO Bob Iger explained what the future will hold for the company's two streaming services. Iger touting a newly integrated app debuting in 2026 and saying this will create an impressive package of entertainment. Hulu and Disney Plus will continue to each be available to purchase as standalone products. However, both apps will be rolled into what is being described as a unified app experience now that Disney officially owns all of Hulu. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
There's going to be a lot of changes. Paramount, CBS, Disney, Hulu, things like this. A lot of dynamics there in the entertainment world.
Right.
We'll keep you posted on that. And something also, you're well familiar with this, students returning to the classroom. More than half of the nation states have passed laws to regulate smart devices in schools, like here in Florida and like locally in Scambia, Santa Rosa, Walton, Okaloosa counties. Mm-hmm. Alexandria Hoff has more on the story.
CDC data published this month found that teenagers with higher non-schoolwork screen use were more likely to experience a series of adverse health outcomes, like reduced physical activity, weight concerns, depression symptoms, anxiety symptoms, and insufficient peer support. Pew Research finds that 74% of adults now support classroom phone bans. That's up from 68% last fall. For those who oppose the new policies, physical safety was given as the top reason. In the event of an emergency in a classroom, experts largely agree that phones hurt more than they help.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.